Welcome to BizHaps, a show where entrepreneurs do a quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. Be sure to follow us and subscribe on Apple or Spotify so you don't miss another episode. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. Through my work with entrepreneurs over the years, we've seen our fair share of big wins and tough losses. Sometimes they're funny, and sometimes they're painful, but they always teach us the lessons we need to learn, whether we're ready or not. This show was made to honor those little stories that help us take big steps forward. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. If you are an entrepreneur and want to grow your business fast, we install a simple framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. To learn more, go to FactorOne.io. That's FactorOne.io. Today's guest is Monica Simpson. Monica helps and empowers women to build wealth, create passive income, and secure their financial futures through real estate investing. She's a wife, mom, and 20-year corporate ladder climber that found her purpose through real estate and has been dedicated to learning and teaching ever since. She is going to share a bit about a digital adventure. Monica, welcome to the show. Let's get into your
Thank
story.
you. Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Yeah, I have, like I said, a 20-year corporate ladder climber. I've been in corporate America in a 9-to-5er for many years and still am, but I have been thrust into this wonderful world of real estate investing, and partly because of my job and looking for alternatives, and then partly because of my mom and seeing how she struggled later in her later years and into retirement financially. And so I have found this method of really creating passive income and helping to secure my retirement and hopefully get to retire early. And I want to share that. And so as I'm going through and kind of now moving into the world of entrepreneurship and coaching and putting together digital courses, my biggest pain point and struggle has been technology. So that has truly been, I want to say a game changer, but it's really been sort of a game stopper, almost like a roadblock where you fall into this world of, I thought I could do this and I have this wonderful message to share, but I'm stuck because, ask somebody for one piece of technology or what they recommend, and you'll easily get 100 answers with 100 different apps that you can choose from. So one of the things that I have been learning is, social media. And if you are not already a big social media user, I have my 17-year-old and my 19-year-old trying to teach me, like, Mom, no, that's not how you do a reel. You got to do this. And so I'm having to look to my teenagers to go, help me. How do I create a post? How do I create a reel? What's the difference between a reel and a story and all of these things? So that has definitely been the biggest challenge, the biggest hurdle on this entrepreneurial journey so far, which is, kind of hilarious because you think you want to be an entrepreneur, you got to get money together and come up with ideas and all these wonderful things. But I don't think that we realize the difficulty sometimes of the technology part. How do you get your message out there if you don't know that? And that has really just been sort of a struggle. So I can proudly say that I now know how to send out an email blast. I know how to create a
Nice.
reel on Instagram. I finally got onto TikTok. So I'm learning all of these wonderful things, but that has really been an adventure in my, business journey here is how to use all of this technology.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Yes. I'm going to share this. It's a little embarrassing because a few weeks ago, I saw this reel about creating reels, and it was about, oh, create 100 reels in less than 2 minutes. And there was this part where you designed your reel, and I went step by step, and it didn't take me 2 minutes. It didn't take me 10 minutes. I was there for hours, and at the end, I was like, oh, I'll get someone else to help me. But it does have a learning curve, in this learning curve that you've had, what has been your biggest takeaway?
I think for me, my biggest takeaway is don't you have a message to share, right? You have a gift to share with the world, really. I mean, you have something of value, whether it's a message, if you're teaching somebody something, if you have a physical product that's going to make their life easier, if you have a hack, whatever it is, if you just have advice that you want to share, you have something to offer. And it can get very difficult and it can be very discouraging when you're like, oh my gosh, I can't even put up a website, right? Like, it's, you know, it almost kind of knocks you out of the game. But, you know, this message, gift, whatever you want to call it, has been brought to you to get out there into the world. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. We need it. Whatever it is, we need it. So I would say for me, the biggest game changer, I am all about, you know, community and really getting out there with other people that are either other investors, other business owners, other entrepreneurs. I've made some connections with some wonderful women, men too, but mostly women in some of the groups that I've joined. And so we really help each other, not just keep each other accountable, which is very necessary, because, you know, as a business owner and just somebody who's out here trying to do the thing, you can get these great bursts of energy where you're really on it for a month and then you kind of fall off. And, you know, I got sick for a couple of weeks and it took me another couple of weeks to get back on my game. And so having an accountability partner, but also asking for that help, like, hey, have you set up, you know, an email sequence? How did you do it? And don't be worried about asking for help or, you know, I'm going to look dumb because I don't know this kind of stuff. We don't know, like, you don't know until you know, right? Like, you exactly. Just need to ask the question, ask for help. And there's so many wonderful people out there and they will help you. They will. So get into Facebook groups, get into, you know, even Instagram, follow certain groups and things like that. If you put the question out there, somebody will help you. And a lot of them will just be like, yeah, just DM me and I'll, you know, spend some time and show you this. So I would say that's probably been the biggest help for me has been to say, like, I need help. Somebody SOS, you know, raise your hand. Yes. And someone always comes and assists and gives me some information. So that's been wonderful.
That's awesome. Yes. What she mentioned is very real. Don't be afraid to ask for help. And yes, you know, usually when I don't know something and I want to learn, I go on Facebook groups and I ask, and there's always someone who will be willing to help.
Yeah, you don't have to do it alone. That's the biggest thing.
Exactly. Love it. So Monica, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
So I really serve new investors and specifically women. And, you know, I talked a little bit about that. I have a women's group right now. We're on Facebook. We have a Facebook group. It's out there. It's called Blessed and Boston Real Estate Investing. So if you want to join our group, we meet Tuesday nights via Zoom. So it was really intended for, you know, working women, working moms that maybe can't do the day meetups, or they might have small kids. And so they can't really meet up in the mornings to chat about investing. And so we meet Tuesday nights via Zoom. So it's very easy to get involved. You can just hop on and we just chat about investing, things that are going on. And then I'm also going to be hosting a webinar, a couple of webinars over the next week or so. And I am offering a digital course. So you can find me on Instagram at Moni_LaPeach, or you can also find me on Facebook. So go out there and look. And then Dream Built Life is my website, and dreambuiltlife.com.
Perfect.
So have information on all of them and happy to help. If you're looking for passive income and building wealth through real estate, I am happy to help.
Great. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Monica Simpson, for coming in and sharing her story about her digital awakening. If you've got a BizHub of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhubs.com and we'll put you on the calendar. If you'd like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHub a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if you're looking for help leveling up your business, go to factor1.io. See you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHubs. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factor1.io. That's factor1.io.